Okay, so we have just finished a combat in this little underground creepy bedroom where two corpses burst out of the walls and attacked you for looting their things, apparently. You didn't have much conversation.
I was disturbed by the fact that they burst out of a wall for that, but
yeah, okay. they were walled up. Ku got hurt pretty bad, Nim got hurt a little bit. I think everybody else just kind of hung back and shot lasers at them. This whole complex is not fully explored. You guys are in the Death House, trying to piece together why you're here.
Wait.
So the real question is, what's in this chest we were trying to look at before it all went to hell?
Inside this chest, it's not really a chest. It's just like a trunk at the end of the bed, because not every chest is a treasure. There is a lot of things in here, and it all seems to be kind of motley, not really organized very well. The list of things that you pull out is a cloak, a small wooden box, a chain shirt, a cooking kit, flask of alchemist fire. You guys are intelligent enough to know what that is right off the bat. A bullseye lantern, some thieves' tools, and a book.
I would like to drink that alchemist.
No, you don't.
Yes, it does.
That's not allowed.
What's this book?
You flip through it, and it is very obviously alien and foreign language. Nim and Mata and Caden and Ashenram, everyone who's not Ku, you would know that this is a wizard's spellbook.
Ooh. I can speak alien if I try hard enough.
Yeah, I can know wizard stuff.
Why the hell am I holding this book? All right, I'm going to just throw the book on the bed. I'm going to go through the rest of the stuff. Thieves' tools. I'm going to give these to Ashenram, because the last time she tried to use thieves' tools, it took 8 hours, and that was her own custom.
No. Give it to Nim. Nim's thieves' tools are bent.
Nim's thieves' tools are currently broken.
Just unbend them.
How do you... Tell me how to unbend these tools.
All right. Let me see your finger real quick. I'll show you how to unbend things.
All right. Here you go. My finger.
It's broken, not bent.
I can't pop my knuckles loud enough to, pop your finger. All right, there you go.
But Nim needs the unbent thieves' tools. Give Ashenram the shitty tools.
All right, this makes sense. All right, we'll do this. Also, what the hell am I going to do with this shirt?
Put it on. Shirtless.
Nah, it's metal. I don't want to deal with this.
Actually, Ashenram needs some good old armor. Give that to Ash.
It's kind of heavy for her.
She needs to do some push-ups anyway. Yo, Ashenram.
Yeah.
You want a shirt?
I can't use it because it's metal.
So wait, you don't want my gift?
Gift?
You don't want my gift?
No, Ku, I want your gift. It's just, I don't know if I can use it.
You don't need to use it. Just put it over your head.
Hold on to it for now. I can't really get it over my horns. I'm gonna have to put buttons on it. But it's okay. Thank you.
There we go. No problem. I got some cultist rules.
How do you put buttons on it?
And by the way, with the things we killed, you said the body's still around, or they're not still around?
The bodies crumbled into piles of dust, but they were wearing these tattered black robes that kind of just collapsed about them, Jedi Master style.
Do you got any pockets?
No.
Anything in the ash?
No, you don't find any refuse or any valuable or insightful. There's actually not really anything in this room that is particularly informative other than the context of the things you're finding.
Alright, so I got a bullseye lantern. I'm gonna add
that. So can I borrow that alchemist fire?
Yeah, I don't care.
Sweet.
Have I got any oil? No?
Why do you need oil?
Because we got a lantern.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah, sorry. Only got torches.
It'll be useful to somebody then.
Let's see. Right. Do I have oil? I have...
All right. Heat. So we got extra thieves' tools. We got metal. We got a bullseye. All right, we got a lantern. All right. We got an alien script. And fire. That's a win?
All right.
That's a win. All right. Although, what are these candlesticks?
It is, yeah, it's like an iron candelabra, but there's no candles there. They are long since melted away.
All right, all right. I'm gonna grab one and act like it's lit because I can just see. Alrighty.
Oh, yeah, this path this path with the big bed in it also did dead end, so you didn't see any obvious exits out of it. You didn't see the secret, you know, alcoves where the zombie people were either, so.
Anything in these alcoves?
Make an investigation check.
Investigation? What?
You're investigating the alcoves. Nope. You can't find anything right under the piles of dirt and thing.
All right, just some holes in the wall.
Holes in the wall.
That was a good show.
Somebody took some time to Casco Amontillado these people.
How did they come out, by the way? Was it like they burst through
wood? Yeah, they burst through the wall.
Okay, so it was like, but like it was wood?
No, it was just like clay and earth.
Okay. I don't have like a hammer, so I'm not going to like try to break more walls.
Ooh.
Check this room. There's just a chandelier. And oh, wait, this had nicer chairs and I broke one. That's right. All right.
Hey, guys, I found some cool. I found steps.
Found, yeah.
Get off me.
All right. Isn't this the steps we saw earlier?
No, there's
How do you mean
steps.
You found steps?
Go down.
Where is it?
Hey, get off me.
Yeah, as you turn the corner there, you can find that there is a staircase where this kind of ghostly chanting noise is originating from somewhere below.
Hey, Ashram, Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Found some steps. Want to come with us?
I guess. It'll be fine.
I don't know. We could die. Probably it.
Maybe I should stay here.
No.
Why are you so... Did you see like a ghost or something?
No, ghost.
I mean, I did. So back when we were the kids, I haven't seen any ghosts since. Have you seen any ghosts since?
Can I insight Mata? She looks different.
Please do.
16.
Yeah, Mata is much more pale and ashen. Not like dangerously so, not like supernaturally so, but she looks like the color is slightly drained out of her face, and she is keeping an eye on her peripheral vision in a way that is unsettling. She genuinely looks like being down here is too spooky for her.
Well, Koo's this way, so if you want to follow Koo, better come over here.
I guess that's a good plan. Let's do that.
Hey, man, where did Koo go?
He's around the corner. All right, I'm gonna gather you folks up, and we'll go to the next layer.
I'm just gonna lean over, whisper to Koo. Hey, man, there's something wrong with Ma. She's kind of, you know, I wouldn't say scared, but I would say frightened.
Go on.
I've never seen her like this. Usually she's just drunk. And yeah, she's never scared drunk. She's more of like the, oh, I'm going to jump off. More of the, oh, I'm going to fall asleep on some random person's couch drunk.
The so when you come down here,
she needs to be drunk. Did you bring any wine?
The as you start coming down the stairs, this chanting gets louder and louder. You're almost to where you can start discerning out what's being said. As you turn the corner at the bottom of the stairs, it opens up into a larger room, and here you can hear the phrases are, it's a very short phrase that's being repeated over and over, and it's overlapping itself with like dozens of other voices, which is why it was so hard to pick out upstairs. But it's saying, he is ancient, he is the land.
Well, I'm going to go in my back and did I bring any wine with me?
No.
Did you?
Okay, let's just say I did. You want some? Oh, that's Java. Hey, Mata, do you want some wine?
You want some coffee?
Yeah. Maybe some wine will help settle my nerves.
No, you're not allowed to have any.
Damn. You're
never allowed to have any. Ever again. Does she get upset?
Yes. She immediately starts bawling.
Bawling? What?
Yeah.
She's a baller.
I don't have any wine. I got
Adam,
a six.
Can I do an insight?
Look what you've done. You terrible, terrible people.
Yeah, make
it's
a...
It's okay, Mata. It's okay. We'll find some. Stop crying. It's okay.
It's going to be tougher for you because you barely know these people, but you can tell that she is losing her composure way too fast.
Possibly at the same rate that a small child might.
Yeah.
I will let her know. She's a highly functioning alcoholic with no alcohol. That's probably what's the problem. Mata, please. It's okay.
I'll give you my wine. Just stop crying. The voice is getting...
You will?
Yeah, this will numb the pain.
Gosh. Yeah, you gotta be... You do better when you're drunk. Much better. Inebriate. Okay, no. Hold on, I could say this word. I could say inebriated.
Inebriated. Mm.
She calms down as she begins drinking the wine, but she is still noticeably terrified of everything.
Mata is drinking this wine. She is holding what is probably coming out of a bottle or like a flask or something, like a water skin, maybe. I don't know. Whatever you're drinking out of, she's holding it up with like two hands above her head in like this really clumsy kind of manner.
Did I see the children go inside of Nuda and Mata, Ku and Mata? I think I was going down the steps.
Some people did.
All
right. No, no one cares. Who's kind of angry, but he's always kind of angry.
Nim will sort of say to whoever's next to her, is it possible that your friend is possessed or something?
That is a high chance, but honestly, this could just be a new side of them that I've never seen before, and I'm happy they're opening up to me. This is
You got some paladin levels, and Mata, you've got some cleric levels. I let either one of you make a religion check. also Nim as well, because you're a super bard.
Why not?
It's int based, you fool.
Yes.
Okay. Noble, thank you for that. Thank you for that one.
I expected no better.
All right, Nim, you don't know possession things particularly, but you are aware that if these two are possessed, they're very likely possessed by children, and you might be able to just like make them go away by. You might be able to do some exorcism in the kind of parental go to your room kind of speech. Like, you kids get out of here right now, is what you're thinking. Like, maybe you can run the spirits off by giving them a talking to.
All right, I guess we're gonna go fight these guys with the children and the ghosts.
I believe in us.
We know their full names. And I think we do, because we're on the will.
You do. Their names are their names are Rosavalda and Thornbolt.
Zavalda Durst.
Oh my god.
And Thornbolt Durst. Out of those people this instant.
Make an intimidation check.
Says in
check.
Her most parenting voice ever.
A critical success.
Lots of younger cousins.
Yeah, critical success. You hear this kind of like whimpering voice, and they both kind of step forward on the stairwell out of you, player characters. Rose grabs Thorn's hand and is just like, come on, Thorn, let's go back to our rooms. We're not wanted here anymore. And they just kind of like ghostly fly up into the ceiling. And you guys aren't possessed anymore.
Nice. You'll realize that Ku is still absolutely the same. His flaw was the same flaw he always had.
Oh, thank God, that was discomforting.
Don't worry, Mata. You could still trust me with all your fears. I'll remember this moment close to my heart as the day we became true friends.
Right. Thank you.
Are you all right, Mata?
Yes, thank you. I am fine.
You all right?
Was there a problem?
I feel this. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't realize that kid was there. I always thought my inner child was like metaphorical.
Okay. The same tone of voice that gets my cousins to go to bed on time works on ghosts. Shall we continue in this adventure?
Is this evidence that your cousins ghosts?
Possibly.
That all makes sense now.
It is Barovia, God knows. She might have some undead cousins.
This large chamber at the bottom of the stairs is full of these little alcoves carved in along the walls here. You've now passed the like mostly earthen basement into a place that looks like it was more or less carved out of stone. There's lots of little things that are very prominently displayed in these alcoves, and I can give you a giant grocery list if you're interested in interacting with any of them.
Yes.
Can you give us a couple of high points rather than a giant grocery list?
Nope.
Can you give me the whole list?
I want the cheese and potato.
I will do both because the list is pretty short. So one of them has a small mummified yellow hand with sharp claws.
Ooh.
One of them has a knife that looks to be carved out of bone.
Ooh.
One of them is a dagger with a rat's skull set into the pommel. There is a varnished orb that appears to be made from some kind of a monstrous eye. There is an aspergillum, which I learned, I had to look up what that word was, that is also made out of bone.
Ooh.
Is an aspergillum for the rest of us.
It's a thing that you sprinkle holy water out of.
Oh, one of those things. Okay, yeah.
Ooh.
There is a folded cloak that appears to be made out of some kind of undead skin. There is a stick with a desiccated frog lashed to the end of it. There is a full bag of material components for the fireball spell. There is a severed finger of some kind of half-monstrous, half-humanoid hand. There is a wooden figurine of a mummy. There is an iron pendant of like a demon devil face. There is a shriveled halfling head. And there is a small wooden box that is open and containing what looks to be a withered tongue.
What was number 1 through 5 again? I forgot.
All right, here's what really matters, right? I'm going to go ahead and get that rat skull real quick. That rat skull dagger is amazing.
I remember some was made out of bone. I want that.
There were two bone things.
There's a dagger made out of bone.
There was a knife, and then there was an aspergillum.
I want the knife made out of bone, and I'm going to take the knife that's made out of bone and poke Mata, not Mata, same person, Ashram awake with it.
Awake. Damn.
Wake up. We got ghosts to fight.
We does got ghosts to fight.
Did Ace fall asleep 10 minutes into the session?
I told you. Remember I told you? It was a, I knew it. But she was awake 4 hours. Like, I knew it. All right, nice.
I pick her up on my shoulder. I'm like, I got a new shield, guys.
We'll definitely will survive because eating Ashen Ram will take precedence.
Question. Do any of these have any kind of, other than being weird and creepy objects, do any of them have any sort of connection? I mean, I don't know. Like, is it like, oh, yes, cultists who follow this particular god use these kind of, like, is there anything about this that makes you go, oh yes, this is obvious? Like in the modern world, you'd see certain things and be like, oh, this is clearly Catholic, or oh, this looks Lutheran. Like, is there any, probably not Lutheran, because Lutheran and Catholic is basically the same thing, but whatever. You know, like,
you're friendly to the fan base. How could
you're entitled to a religion check to answer these questions.
I'm hoping someone with religion would do that, but
you're the best at whole knowledge
you're
skills.
The best at religion.
You
it's really
are.
Disturbing, guys, because I don't have any ranks in religion.
You have ranks in everything. You're a dude.
Yeah. The second he was like, paladin cleric, y'all should know. And I was like, they don't know anything. They don't know a damn thing.
So this whole room is obviously a reliquary. You don't know what the connection thread between these items would be, but it's also probably a secret dark cult, so that knowledge wouldn't be particularly public. You figure that these are probably used for some kind of, you know, evil rituals based on how creepy they all are. But you're not like, oh, this is a cult of, you know, Carol Baskin's killer husband.
Oh, no.
That's a pop culture reference for all you guys.
Tiger King is a show.
I totally didn't get that reference. Sorry.
I mean, anything happen when we picked up these items, by the way?
Nope. But the chanting is getting menacingly loud.
Cool.
There are two. Oh, I didn't put it down. There are two obvious exits to this room. One is a tunnel that just kind of goes along, and the other one is a slope that leads down to a flooded area that is barred by a rusty iron portcullis.
Oh. Is this an actual dagger? Like, can I use it?
The one with the rat skull is a dagger. The one that is carved from bone is more like a cutlet, like a flatware knife.
I can still stab.
You can do a stab with it, yeah.
All right.
It is not a weapon, per se.
There's a lot of water down there.
Yep. All right, so the rusty iron bars. All right. Do I see anything past the iron bars?
Yeah, on the other side, once you kind of trudge down the slope into the deep water, it's about 2 feet deep on Ku. I guess it's going to be 2 feet deep on everybody. You can peer through the portcullis and see. The first thing you see is that there's this large flooded room with a raised dais on the other end. The chanting seems to be coming out of that room, like from like the shadowy alcoves. You can't really see. The room in here has smooth masonry walls that are like making the acoustics in here crazy. It feels like the voices are echoing from every direction. There are stone pillars that are going up into the ceiling, and on the far end of the room, you can see that the wall's broken and there's like a pile of trash and like slick, slimy organic material. What else can you see? There's a couple of stairs that lead out of the water and up to these like ledges that run along the length of the walls. And this octagonal dais in the center of the room, above which are hanging these rusty chains and iron shackles dangling from the ceiling, and a stone altar that's mounted on the dais. And you can see that it is stained with blood and carved with these gasping, grasping, undead faces and bodies.
That's going to be a weird room. We're going to come back to that one.
You also see just inside the room is what looks to be the mechanism to control the portcullis, but it is very intelligently out of reach.
Somebody can, like, magic things open. We can barely regularly open things. Never mind.
The other way, apparently, is some sort of a prison as you walk your way through it. There are these little tiny walls. They don't have any cells or doors, but there are shackles built into the walls at the back of each of these little alcoves. There aren't any kind of bones or anything here. It's just rusty shackles. These rooms are reasonably clean, although you're leaving a lot of dusty footprints as you walk around. There is one body that you can see from where you are, which is on the very far wall. There is a skeleton that is wearing a tattered black robe, still attached to one of the shackles, just basically against the far wall there.
By the way, did the chanting sound more like it was coming from this direction, or is that...
No, the other one.
The other one?
Thought so. Yeah, the big spooky room.
I'm gonna go ahead and turn around to the person who has abandoned me. And I'm going to do like a little, like a hush, like, you know, like a little finger over the mouth, like a whisper type thing. Like, shh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I want to try to go in this a little stealthily to make sure that nothing's going to try to instantly kill me.
I turn around to the people who have abandoned me and I just shush the air behind me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, I can come if you want, but I'm not super quiet.
I'm in like half plate. I'm in a chain. I mean, chain armor. I'm not quiet either, but...
I'm gonna need somebody to kill that skeleton in a second, right? Because, like, even if it's not... Even if it is dead, like I don't trust it. Look at it. All right.
Oh, now you don't trust dead things, as I flash back to the headless thing that you were like, oh, no. Why you want to cut off a dead person's head? You're just mutilating the body.
Hey.
And I go on and on.
I got an arm out of that. That was a good deal.
Where's the arm now?
It disintegrated. Adam exactly. Disintegrated it.
Exactly. I didn't disintegrate it.
No, you disintegrated
There's
it.
There's
just lie to me. Move to the corridor. See if I see any other bodies in the chains or anything. I'm gonna go ahead and I said I picked up that that candlestick holder right earlier.
You want to poke it?
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and just throw it actually at the thing.
Okay. You throw the candlestick at the skeleton. The whole thing kind of collapses and It is now a pile of bones.
Spooky, scary. Yeah, there was nothing there. Thanks for the help, guys.
No problem.
To the walls, right? I can't, like, get the manacles?
No, they're built in, and they're also really rusty, so you don't think that they're going to actually be particularly useful.
All right, this seemed like nothing of use there. All right, anybody know how to break iron?
Mm-mm.
Or reach a lever? Let's see. What do I got? I got a frog on a stick. All right. How long is that stick, actually?
It is the size of, like, I mean, it's like 6 inches long. It's like wand sized.
That's a dope wand. All right. By the way, I want that. I'm putting that on my belt. I'm not a wizard.
I would go to the rib cage of the skeleton and put the bone knife in between the skeleton's rib.
Oh, that's cool. Caden, as you're rooting around on the skeleton, you see that it is wearing a gold ring.
You've done it.
All right, let me just roll a D2 really quick. Actually, odds I'm taking the rings, evens I'm not.
I'm giving it one of my rings.
I take the ring.
You said I'm evens, like, you're not. You legit just said evens, you're not.
I meant evens I'm taking the ring, odds I'm not. I can't do math, I'm sorry.
It's not even math.
All right. Oh, so.
Wait, is Ashenram awake again?
I don't think Ashenram is awake.
Because I don't trust doors.
Sorry,
anymore.
No, I'm here. I'm just quiet, guys. I keep having my mic on mute, my bad.
You snored earlier. Don't you lie to me.
You were snoring.
It was... I couldn't mute you,
I must have passed out. I'm sorry.
That's a ban. All right. I don't trust bars anymore, or doors, or walls, or anything really about my life anymore. It's cool. So I'm gonna go ahead and throw the candlestick again, but at the metal bars, and I'm gonna see if those attack me.
And they do not.
He's very untrusting now.
Yeah, you have yet to encounter a safe door since your previous engagement. No. You throw the candlestick at the portcullis. It hits it loudly. And then just falls into the mucky, black water.
All right. Does it sink like it normally would in water?
I mean, yeah, but it's only 2 feet deep, so.
Okay, cool. Also, do I still hear this chanting, or was it disturbed at all by that noise?
The chanting is still there.
All right, I'm gonna go pick up my candlestick. So, is this the mechanism to open the door?
Yes.
All right. How does it work? Is it literally like a rotating thing?
Yeah, it just looks like a thing that you would not need to pull or push.
Anybody have something like Mage Hand?
Nope.
What is that?
Ashenram. Hold on, let me check. Nope. I tried.
Sir Adam.
Yo.
I would like to do the one thing that I've never willingly done in my life. To do an investigation check on this skeleton.
Okay. Go for it.
Can you spell investigation?
I-N-V-S-T-I-G-A-T-O-N.
He's looking at the skill.
Can you do it without looking at it?
The skeleton is clad in the same kind of robes that those corpses you fought earlier were wearing. What do you have any kind of specific questions that I can more or less answer?
I've never done this type of thing before. I'm sorry.
What is it, human or is it a goblin?
Is it a human or is it a goblin?
You suspect it to be a human.
Ashenram pets getting on the back, and he's just like, "Nice try, buddy. You did your best."
What type of ring is it? I don't know, man. This is the first for me.
It's a gold ring.
I love that. Like this. This grown-ass man is studying this undead really hard, and he's just like, I don't know what I'm looking for, but damn, I see it, whatever it is.
I've officially investigated the skeleton. Like Golem, I put on the ring.
Feels baller.
Oh, sweet. I can get married now.
Is that one of your aspirations?
So... there's a lever on the inside of this metal portcullis to open it.
Yeah, it seems like it is engineered in such a way where if you were outside it, you couldn't reach it. That's intentional.
How old is it? I mean, it's like 300 years old.
Probably.
Can you just force it up? I mean, is the mechanism still intact enough to stop that?
Kui, do you want to experiment?
I was going to see, do I feel like I got to pull it my way or push it away from me?
Well, you can't reach that, but the gate itself, if you test it, it does appear to be locked in place, but you haven't tried to like overpower it with, you know, athletics checks kind of things.
Well, Adam never likes it when I try to do that. all right. Yeah. I'll try to pull it up, see what happens.
Can I help out? Just, you know,
that's a 13.
It is moving, but you are like, you can tell that this will work if you do better.
All right.
Get out of the way, old man. And I spit on both my hands and rub them together.
All right. I'm getting ready with the candlestick. Just throw it at him. Watch this.
Get better.
You're lifting it up, but not much.
Okay, Ashen Ram,
your
get
turn.
Underneath.
Your turn, Ashen Ram. Let's go.
No.
I believe in you.
Okay. I cast Fireball.
No.
She's done it. Ashen Ram,
slide under the bars that I'm lifting and open the mech. How far did I get it up?
Oh, yeah. I do that fucking thing that, like, all little kids do when, like, a garage is opening and I try to, like, squeeze under it or, like, roll under it before it opens all the way.
Well, the problem is that the bottom of it is flooded. So you'll be...
I can hold my breath for, like, 5 seconds to crawl under something.
It's only a little bit of water. Your lungs will be fine.
It's true.
I'm sure if anybody is capable of it, Ashen Ram is capable of drowning in 5 inches of water.
Well, let me know when you guys are ready to do this maneuver.
Let's go! Okay, so, Adam?
Someone else needs to make an athletics check to lift it, and then you will need to make an athletics check to get under there.
Oh, nice.
I'll make
an athletics check? I'm just, like, bending down. What the fuck? All right, sure.
You have to scramble through this brackish muck water that's slimy. And Caden,
can I push Ashen Ram?
And Caden is not really giving you a lot of clearance is the problem.
Okay. Cool, it's up to you. Right. I tore a hamstring while I was doing it.
Did you decapitate me?
Yo, wait a goddamn minute. Do you have ham? What? All right. And I'm going to try to lift it. That's the hottest bread. Of eights.
The hottest of eights.
I ain't helping you.
Fucking, I do it by myself. I go under and my horn gets stuck and I just
Ku is trying to raise it up, but then doesn't. And as soon as he lifts, you dive into it and bash your head into the portcullis, which is your job as a ram, I guess. So that's not a big deal.
Yeah, we're getting there.
But Ku did not move it out of the way. And I imagine that he is laughing at you because just
can
his plant.
Here's the deal, right? I have to go under. When I go under, since I rolled a 19, can I just like brute strength my horns to like lift it up and give me enough space to just get under it quickly?
Your 19 was foiled by Ku failing. He didn't move he didn't open the portcullis. So
damn it, Ku! Come on.
It's slippery. It's slippery. All right. Ready? On the count of three.
It is slippery.
Monica, can you give him some guidance, please?
All right.
Sure.
On the count of three.
I put a blessing upon you, she says, touching him and giving him some guidance. Right. I've been having fun.
Mata's instructions are, use your muscles.
Eh. All right, let me roll a 1d4.
God damn it!
There's an 18 for you.
You lift with your legs, not your ankles.
All right, well,
what the fuck?
So, Ku, you raise it up a couple, you know, like a couple of inches, and Ace is scrambling to get her way under there, and it's just like slipping, and she falls and breathes in a bunch of this horrible water.
How does it taste?
Am I able to hold it where it's at?
Not really.
No. All right. So we're going to be here a while, guys. All right. You ready for this? Ready?
On the count of three,
right?
I believe in you. Five. He says, putting a hand upon Ku again.
2, 3. All right. Eh.
Oh.
That's going to be a, give me a minute. That's going to be a 25.
Why did you send me 36 messages that just
asleep.
Say A?
You were asleep. And I was just like, I'm a spammer A.
I'm like, why?
Ku, you this time you like buckle down, lift with your legs, and you manage to get the whole gate open, and You don't even have to like scramble to get under it. You can just walk through. Ku lifted the gate all the way up. But you are holding it up. It is not like locked into place or something. Somebody will need to move through and maybe lock it.
Thank you, Atlas, as I walk through, because I know who Atlas is.
I get their reference. Caden, yeah, stop.
Ku, I knew I was right to believe in you.
Caden, as soon as you step foot into the room, the chanting stops.
Okay, I'm walking out. I don't want to be there anymore. That scares me. That is quite
Ku, he didn't lock the gate. What are you going to do?
Oh my god, hold up. Mata will go in and unlock the gate.
Yeah, you get inside and you can see that there's like a lever that will, you know, wedge it into place. There's like, you know, like a recombinant ratchet system here with the thing, and if you put the bar in place, it will hold the gate up. And you do so. You solve my portcullis mystery.
I'm gonna pick up my staff and my candle holder, and I'm gonna continue in.
Wait, you had a staff? Why didn't you just use the staff to hold
it? Well, here's the thing. I was going to use the staff, right? I was like, what if I just, like, push it? What if I use rope? And Adam was like, can't reach it. And I was like, all right, I'm done with this. And that's how we had this. That's how we got where we are right now. Anyways, I'm getting out this water. Done with this.
The water is about 2 feet deep. Because you guys are all medium-sized creatures, it's not particularly difficult to move in it, but it is kind of slick, so it might make, you know, doing complicated combat maneuvers difficult.
What does this look like down over here?
It doesn't matter if we don't have combat.
From where you can tell, it's basically a hole in the wall that's full of organic trash, like compost almost, and it's all slick and slimy.
Disgusting. We were in garbage water. Appalling.
Yeah, that's what Ashenram drank a bunch of.
Yep. It's okay. I'm immune to poison now. Infernal constitution. I got it from eating too many plates.
Wait, are you for real immune to poison now?
Yeah. Oh, no. Hold on. What is it? I might just be resistant, but that would be really funny. Hold on. Fiendish blood runs through you, blah, blah, blah. Even falling, but increased con score, your resistance to cold and poison damage.
You built up an immunity by eating
saving
plates.
Throws against being poisoned. It's my iron stomach.
There you go.
Yeah, we can call it that. Yeah. Go with that.
All right.
So is there anything else in the room? There's no chanting any longer. Does this appear to be like a sacrificial chamber? Or they just, I don't know, have a weird dais in the middle of the room with a bloody altar for grins?
And rusty iron chains hanging over it.
Yeah, charming.
Can I jump there?
Yeah.
You know.
All cool style. Make a athletics or acrobatics check. You did not make it the full distance of it. You landed like one square back and kind of like awkwardly hit the ground in a hard way. And you bash your shin up against the step, which is the most painful thing in the world.
Oh. Mata, can you cure wounds me, please?
Stop it up, you big baby. I only heal dying.
Like stubbed its toe like, ah, Mom, give me a band-aid.
I think I just responded for her.
It hurts. At least a healing word, something.
Oh, wait, what's up with a pile of bones?
Spare the dying?
Spare the dying on my big toe.
Caden, when you clamber up to the top of the dais, the chanting immediately rises in this kind of a fever pitch, and all of these dark cloaked kind of shadowy figures appear all along the ledges where, you know, Ku and Nim and Mata are standing, and along the back walls as well. They're all black-robed figures holding up torches, but the torch fire is black, and it seems to be, like, sucking in Nim's light spell magic. And instead of having faces, they just have spooky dark voids. And they begin to chant over and over again, one must die, one must die, one must die, one must die.
I can do it again if you really need somebody to. I'd rather not, but I can.
If you could wait, I don't know, a couple more adventures to start doing that and a hefty chunk of change later.
I mean, we have a volunteer. Might as well not waste it. Come on board, Mata.
Sacrificial lamb or goat?
Sacrificial goat.
Oh, I don't
also
know.
Also, maybe giving them what they want. Not great.
It'll be a cool goat.
I'll die again later, probably. Might as well speed up the process.
Probably, but not for... And then Mata just sort of gestures to the whole room.
Oh, wait, guys, I got the best idea. Don't worry. And I run back over to this room.
All right, when you step off of the dais, things happen.
Okay, let me go back to where I was at.
Too late, baby. We're going to die. Thanks, Koo, or whatever. You're both the same at this point. I don't care.
Yeah, step off.
When you start stepping off of the dais, all these shadowy, cloaked apparitions let out this kind of horrible screeching noise and then begin to chant, "We awaken thee! We awaken thee! We awaken thee!" And then the trash pile starts to rouse itself.
Okay.
Who? Is that you?
And then y'all need to roll initiative real hard.
One must die. The trash pile begins to rouse itself.
No. One must die, and we didn't offer ourselves. So they're like, "All right, we're gonna find somebody in the trash. We're just gonna like just die. That's it."
I almost tasted success.
We'll be fine. I'm completely out of spell slots. Nothing can harm us.
You're out of Whenever we go into a extended combat encounter, you use all your spell slots the first fight against the mooks.
I know.
I used all my rages already, so like I'm back here.
I'm
next to the gate.
This big pile of vegetable trash is rousing itself up here, and Nim, you were first to react to this by probably giving a heartfelt sigh.
There's some heartfelt sighing. I don't really have a lot in the realm of combat abilities. I think at this precise moment, I'm going to stand here. I don't know if you can hold in this game, but...
You can.
You cannot. It's the worst.
Ready in action.
You have to declare ready to action.
I have to declare ready to action. Well, I guess once I have something to hit, I will shoot an Eldritch Blast.
You can definitely shoot at this thing now if you want to.
Okay.
I don't know that it's close enough for you to do so.
I don't know what the range is on this.
Eldritch Blast is like 120 really... feet.
It's 100 feet. So it should be okay.
It is at the very periphery of your light source vision, though.
No, I'm going to wait till it's more in view.
Okay.
And until we have some idea of what it is.
All right. So you're readying for when you have a clear shot to take it. Astronom, you're up.
Gonna move back. And if it comes into my periphery, I will fire off a firebolt, fire blast, whatever it's fucking called.
Cool. Cool.
I can see it. Just fine. I feel angry, but not angry enough to have a statistical advantage. So I'm gonna go ahead and just throw a javelin at it real quick. That's a ignore bless. That's a 20 for a 6. That did fine. I'm gonna go ahead and stay in the corner. That seems fine.
Okay, you hit it for 6 damage. Seems to take 6 damage.
Excellent.
It is its turn now. It is going to make moves.
No bubbles.
For Caden.
It doesn't have to if it doesn't want to. I'm not forcing it to do anything. We could be friends. You like jazz? I like jazz.
It is. It kind of like rolls and slides its way toward you, but it's kind of slow moving, and you're not sure if that's because it's like getting if it had to spend any of its movement getting up out of that hole or what. The chanting from the shadowy figures changes. And begin to say, "The end comes, death be praised."
So does my firebolt go off? Because I can see it now.
Yeah, Nim and Ashenrams both have readied actions to resolve.
I failed again. Big surprise.
All right, and you do 1 force damage to it, which it takes. And Mata is up now.
Ugh, disgusting. She thinks, preparing a sacred flame. Do-do-do, as soon as I can click the thing. Here it is. Ha!
I got a critical success on deck save. It just slorches itself out of the way of these sacred flames.
What the f- slorches?
That's the sound. That's all the right. Onomatopoeia of it saving.
Yeah. 5, yeah. Pardon me. 10, 15, 20, 25. All right.
Caden, you're up.
Do I hear a secret funnel?
I'm going to look at Nim, like secret funnel, as I point past Ash and I get in position for the secret funnel.
It's fair to say that Nim has no idea what you're talking about.
It's a secret.
You'll find out.
You will find out. And I bonus action move Hunter's Mark to that guy, and I Eldritch. When did I say Hunter's Mark? I meant Hex.
All right, well, cool. You've Hunter's Marked it thing, and you missed with Eldritch Blast.
I meant Hex, not Hunter's Mark.
And you missed with Hex.
I Hex his strength. That is my turn.
All right, that's first round. Nim, you're back up.
Well, attempt to mock it viciously, I guess.
It succeeded.
All right, nothing happens.
This is a tough beast. You want to be anywhere else in the room?
Yeah, I think I'll move over to this corner here.
Oh, no.
Caden shakes his head in disappointment.
Oh, no. Astronom, you're back up.
Hi, it's me. I can literally only do one thing, so I'm going to do that. Goodbye.
All right.
What a surprise.
Rip Mata.
Right.
I can't actually see Mata on the map.
She's in the hallway.
They're in the other room.
They went into the secret funnel.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Secret funnel, sorry.
Pooh, it is your turn.
All right, wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and move 5 feet. All right, this sounds doable. I'm going to go ahead and throw another javelin at it real quick. And I'm going to go ahead and say I'm proud of y'all. Y'all know how to funnel.
The javelin that you threw at it before, it has broken and is devouring.
That's nice. I gotta steal more javelins. Alrighty, so let's see. That's 5, 15, 20. Can't move any further, so it's gonna be the end of my movement.
You did hit it again though. Alright, and it closes the distance to get to Caden. And we'll make several tentacle slam attacks on him.
I don't like where this is going.
And that was the last we saw of him.
It's a 26 to hit.
That hits.
For 9 bludgeoning damage. And a 18 to hit. I don't know if that hits.
That barely hit.
It's 14 bludgeoning damage. And you are grappled, and it tries to pull you into this gaping maw.
See, I said I didn't like where this is going. Turns out I didn't.
Yeah, it does. It pulls you into it. You are now blinded, restrained, and unable to breathe.
Well, this is why you go in. This is exactly why you go in the funnel.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have any family, right? So, like, we don't have to notify anybody once he's dead.
He's got family. That's whoever it is he carries around in a jar.
I made the funnel.
All right, Mata's gonna Sacred Flame.
Did not save. It takes 3 radiant damage, which it seems to be able to take.
Yay! Good luck, Caden.
All right. So you are blinded, grappled, restrained, and unable to breathe.
This restrained me. I just have disadvantage on attacks. Okay, I can still do cool. I'm going to take out a torch. I'm going to light it from the inside. We're burning this bitch. I'm going to burn every single vine that I can.
You light a torch.
Is it burning?
It doesn't seem to be burning very much. It's also a giant wet pile of vegetation. But it's also your action to light the torch. It's like you jabbing it somewhere is going to take another distinct action.
Look at my dead friends.
Okay, can I bonus on Hexblade's curse?
Will that do anything?
Yeah.
I don't know what that does.
Oh, dang it. Doesn't do much. Makes me better at doing the things that I'm bad at.
Okay.
It'll help him if he ever gets a chance to hit it.
I'm not sure this is legal to do, so tell me if I can't.
Call the police.
Don't forget that there are all the ghost people on the alcoves.
Ignoring them.
Yeah, but they're okay. Fine with so what's happening.
I'm going to get to here so I can touch Caden.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Protection from Evil.
I'm inside of it.
You can still reach him. You see the picture of the guy in the art? That's you.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't exactly know if that's a good thing to do or not, but that's what I'm doing. And so that'll be for 10 minutes. It will have hopefully if it's an aberration, an elemental, a fiend, or an undead, or a fey, or a celestial, it will have disadvantage against you. I think that's the end of my movement.
Okay, Ashenram, you are up.
Yay, I'm going to do the one thing I've been doing. Missing.
Yeah, you missed. There's 100 people between you and this thing.
You do know they don't add, right? Like, it's just like the one cover.
Yeah, but one is enough.
You can't hit his AC anyway. It's just a sad life.
It is a sad life, but also I'm not the one dying, so I'm okay for now.
Cool.
I'll remember this in hell, Ashram.
Alright, seems like it's a good time for a javelin, right? And I'm gonna go ahead and throw that. Oh, miss. Suck. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and move back. Cause I'm falling back. 10, 15, 25.
That's didn't good. It have a reach of 10, Koo? Are you fucked?
Nope, didn't reach me earlier somehow.
It is not using any reactions right now. I need Caden to give me a constitution saving throw.
Constitution. I'm mediocre at those.
You're mediocre at a lot of things, bud.
Don't worry about it. You got the touch. Play this.
All right, so this thing is now going to make slam attacks against Nim.
Guys, we can't lose Nim. I don't think Rachel's going to make another character for us.
It is a 9 to hit with the first slam.
Oh, that's not going to hit me.
And so. A 22 for the second slam. And it is 15 bludgeoning damage because it has Caden engulfed. It does not have room for more people inside of its bulk. It's just going to continue eating Caden and hitting people that are next to it.
You'd like the snack for later.
Mata, you're up.
That's always been my goal.
Alright. Mata is going to use her last spell slot to bless everybody but herself. If Caden goes down, rip my dude.
somebody check how long people can hold their breath for. Caden is going to have to be doing that.
It's I think a minute per equal to your constitution modifier. So I beat you to it. Get fucked.
Explicit tech.
Caden has 3 minutes.
All right, Caden, it's your turn. You are blind, you are restrained, and you are unable to breathe.
So this fire I have lit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not doing much, is it?
It is obviously resisting, if not outright immune.
Okay. I'm going to stab it with a longsword. I got to roll again because it's a disadvantage. So a 20 for, what's 8 plus 5? 11?
13?
Can't put me wrong. 13. I said 13.
All right, 13 damage. It is taking slashing damage also. So slashing and piercing, confirmed.
All right, that's my turn.
All right, next round, Nim.
I'm going to give... Screw it. I'm going to stab this thing. I don't think it's going to do a lot of good, but why not?
That hits 11 piercing damage.
And then I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to Caden.
All right, Nim, if you move that far, it's going to use its reaction. Are you cool with that?
No, I don't want it to do that.
Okay.
Never mind.
You can surround it, but, you know. Okay, cool. Ashenram, you're up.
I do the firebolt thing. I hit it. I pass turn.
All right, 6. It is not taking damage from fire, you're seeing for sure.
Even on the outside.
Okay. Even on the outside. It is resistant.
I'm my old.
Koo, you're up.
Ready for this? I'm going to go ahead and move 5 feet. It's looking all right. Time for the last javelin. Ah! And then I'm going to go ahead and assess the situation over here. Nope, over here. There we go.
Nope, right. Over here.
Caden, please make another con save. Oh. All right, this thing is digesting you, and you're just, like, cool with it, I guess, and not taking any damage as it literally chews on you.
Is Caden, like, lying in this intestine and just being like, so this is how it is?
Everything is
fine. His apathy protects him.
The what is it called? The straw doll is giving me strength.
All right, so it kind of squelches its way that away, closer to Mata and Nim. It's going to make 2 slam attacks against Nim. A 26 to hit for 9 bludgeoning, and a 16 to hit, which I think doesn't hit.
I know, but the other one does, yeah.
Right, and Mata, you are up.
All right, let's do a good old-fashioned sacred flame.
He succeeds again. This thing with the dex penalty is doing flips and cartwheels.
Hey, that, and then just sort of get up over here because I can move back into sight, but also not block people's way anymore. And that's our turn.
Nim, you're back up, but she was...
Well, I guess I'll stab it again, since that worked pretty well last time. At some point, someone will have to explain to me how hit dice work.
As you need to spin them?
Get them in short rest, and they help you heal yourself, basically.
22 to hit will do 8 piercing damage.
Is there any way I can aid Kaden in getting
out?
Grapple?
Yeah.
Like, is there an assist I can get?
Yeah,
there's a help action, but it's your action that you give up on your turn.
Yeah, and he also hasn't tried to escape any either, so...
Okay, good point. All right, he seems to be okay being eaten. That's his business, I guess.
You know what I'm into.
And also, don't forget that if you do start getting in over your head, you can take the disengage action and book it out of there. Well, it is now funneling you, but
yeah, you can move through allies as difficult terrain, but you cannot move through enemies unless they're a certain size. He's not that size.
All right.
Ashenram, back to you. What do you have that's not fire?
Give Ashenram a minute. They're contemplating.
I don't know. Oh, I have a cold one. Cold damage.
Ray of Frost. Fail. You hit it. It also resists cold damage.
Surprise, surprise.
All right. I guess Koo's back up now.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and step right here. All right. Ready for this? Seems like it's not entering the funnel, so I'm just going to go ahead and pull out the light crossbow and shoot it.
What a hero.
That's going to be a 26 for 7. And then I'm going to just stand here and watch.
All right. I need Kaden, you're still holding your breath. Please make a con save. You're immune to damage. All right, here comes more slam attacks against Nim. A 25 to hit for 13 damage, and a 12 to hit, so nothing there.
12 won't do anything.
It is going to continue trying to grab Nim and digest Kaden. It is pretty content to do these things right now. Mata, you're up.
Gooch. 1, 2. Sacred Flame.
This time I failed. 4 radiant damage. How much of that does Kaden take, I wonder? Round 6.
You said is how do I try and get out? Is it strength check?
It'll be strength or athletics. You can make your choice.
Okay.
And you do have inspiration, so.
And you do it, yeah. You get out and you can eject yourself wherever you would like adjacent to this thing.
Okay. I'll be right there. Homie's got a home recognize. Is that my
That was your action.
Can I do a bonus action?
If you have any bonus actions.
No, I don't have any bonus actions.
All right, and we'll carry on with Nim.
Okay, so I think under the circumstances, I'm going to disengage for the moment.
Got me out, then he left me.
All right, so yeah, your friend.
She's not leaving. She's just taking a pause for a moment, catching her breath a little bit.
Is that as much as you're going to move?
No, I might as well get farther away from it. Where are these figures on this ledge? I can't see them.
They're just like everywhere, but they're also ethereal and ephemeral, so you can just pass through them with apparently no ill effect.
Okay, in that case, I'm gonna try to get out of its threat range, sort of get behind Kaden.
All right, stop. Something happens when you go into this square.
Well, I wasn't really planning to go into that square, but okay.
You, with your ridiculously competent passive perception, notice that there's a secret door in that panel. You've already used your action, so you can't really interact with it in any way. But you've got an escape route. We'll go to Ashenram now.
I'm doing what I can, I guess. I don't have... Can I do like an Arcana check to see what this is?
Sure.
Alright, cool. I don't know. I'm
just gonna fire another. It's a compost. It is a compost pile. Your heart's not in it.
You're getting eaten by poop!
Bacterial action.
You ate the poop, Ashenram, so you eating what I mean, so you eating me.
Cool.
It's
your turn.
All I hear is...
You're out of sticks to throw.
Alright, you're right, I'm out of sticks to throw. That's why I'm pointing, that's why I've got arrows now. Bam!
It's destroyed all of your... okay, well, you keep shooting it.
I got one javelin because it missed. It's somewhere in there.
Hope you're keeping track. Yeah, good luck finding it in that horrible black pool.
Don't worry, I got 8 bolts.
Remember how buying bolts was like prohibitively inexpensive or expensive?
Hey, don't worry, I'm gonna start ransacking people's houses for bolts in like an hour.
All right, it's gonna provoke from Kaden. It's going after Koo. for shooting it so much.
It can fit.
It can fit in there.
It squishes together in this horrible plopping noise.
Thank God it can't reach.
Can I try and grapple it so it doesn't go after Koo?
Please try.
Instead of attack.
Oh, damn. This thing dashing. Oh, God.
I want to dash.
I clicked it. I'm going to just wait. I'm going to roll inspiration for it. Is it a
D6? Hey, your D6 is for the bardic.
So I rolled a 16. Beat a 16.
Okay. You got it grabbed. Have fun with that.
We ain't moving nowhere.
It's going to use its slams on you then. A 19 to hit.
That hits.
For 18 bludgeoning damage.
I'm unconscious.
And it engulfs you again.
That's how it all ends.
Get eaten by poop. It's somehow fitting for us, don't you think?
Shut up.
Can Nim facepalm as a free action?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. cool. And so instead of what it should have done is eaten Caden and then moved instead of moving and then eaten Caden. But here's what we are. Caden, it's your turn. You're dying and you're blinded and you're restrained. And you can't breathe.
That's a failed death save, right? Because I can't make that con save.
You don't have to do it on your turn. You have to do it on his turn.
Oh, then that's a death save. All right, sweet.
That's a success.
Does that mean Caden is dying?
Yes, I'm dying.
He's going to die next turn.
I would like to bonus action spare the dying, because I can... Well, actually, technically, Spare the Dying doesn't have a sight component to it, but...
Either way, it still can make...
You do have line of sight, because he occupies all the squares of the mound presently.
Excellent. Then, yeah.
The second it
I
hits
cast
them.
Spare the Dying on Caden, so he is stabilized. And it'll unstabilize him in next turn, but he's
I guess we're just going to do this forever.
And then that was a bonus action, so I spirit nope wrong thing here. Where Sacred Flame, that's the one I was thinking of.
Old Reliable action. I failed, so 2 damage.
I'll take what I can get.
And Nim, Caden is a lost cause from what you can tell.
Nim is unfortunately lawful good, so she can't really walk away from somebody until she knows for certain he's dead, so she's going to jump down into the water. Actually, I don't think I have to get down there to do this. Can't I cast...
Damn, you have a lot of health.
I can cast Healing Word from a distance, right?
Yes, yeah.
So I'm going to cast Healing Word back by my secret door.
So that was a second level Healing Word?
That's the idea, yes.
Yeah, so 10 hit points, and that was a bonus action, so you still can actually do other things.
Then I will hop down into the water and try to drag Caden out from the thing.
That'll be athletics. Strength check.
Great. Something I'm not... Oh, God. I don't have any strength. This is not going to go well.
Oh, you did it, actually.
To my shock. Okay. Apparently, I'm filled with righteous fury.
All right, yeah, Nim brings Caden back from the brink of digestion. Not from death. Mata did that, but...
Acid juice.
And then pulls him out. And now Ashenram is awake.
I'm going to move here, do the one thing I do, and do this, and then move back.
All right, you missed.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and do the legendary shoot with the crossbow. Shazam. Give it a minute. I did click it. It's gonna roll eventually. Give it an hour, perhaps a day. Should I do it again? No. Maybe though. Ah, that's a fail.
Yeah, all you right. Were too impatient.
All right, that's gonna be a miss for me. I'm gonna watch. This is it.
Okay, it's going to provoke from Nim.
Can I attack it?
You can attack it, yeah.
Oh no, it's literally just going to kill Caden. Oh no.
9 damage. Yoink. So it does not have a lot of intelligence, but it realizes pain from that way food over here. And it's going to continue devouring Caden. 21 to hit for 8 damage.
I'm alive.
The second attack is... A 26 for 19 damage, and it engulfs you again.
I'm alive, but not anymore.
Now it's Caden's turn, who is dying again.
Poor Caden.
Sacred Flame.
Caden is stable at the moment. I don't know that. I'm just hoping he is. Okay, so I'm going to cast Healing Word as a second level spell. Main action, 5-foot step forward. Try to free Caden once more from grapple.
It is not letting
wait
go.
Wait a minute.
Ash is going to move here. can't see.
That's why we need a party full of bards.
Can't see. Gonna move there, can't see. Gonna can't move there because she's gonna get too close. Never mind. So she's gonna get there and just shoot at disadvantage, or not disadvantage. It's like, do they have half cover or 3/4 cover? You think?
I think it has half cover.
Okay, so it's +2 to its AC. Hiya.
You hit for 3 cold Hooray. Damage, of which it takes 1.
Hooray! Doing my job.
All right, cool.
It's wounded enough.
It's using right. a funnel.
Yeah, it's wounded enough though. That was the whole point of the funnel. All right, time to drop the crossbow over there, and then I'll go ahead and pull out the double bladed scimitar as the object interaction, and then I'm gonna go ahead and bop with the bop. 15 and a 19 to hit.
The 15 misses because of the cover. The 19 does hit though.
Oh, this is wait. I can't see it completely.
It's a hard corner.
All right, then I would have moved here. I mean, I could see the token. I saw more than half. Yep, then that's going to be 14 damage, and I'll stay there.
All right, Caden, make a constitution saving throw.
Ooh.
Ooh, finally. Okay. Finally, I can digest you.
No.
It finally gets you into its big mouth hole, and it starts chomping on you for 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm unconscious.
That was free. Here are 2 slam attacks against Ku for coming in and stabbing it. The first one is a 24 to hit for 12 damage. The second one is a 25 to hit for 15 damage, and it moves to engulf you, but its mouth is already full of Caden.
Wonderful. I'm down.
What a terrible fucking phrase. Mouth already full of Caden.
All right, Caden, you're dying.
11, barely.
Mata, your friends, it's happening again. Every time you guys fight plant monsters...
I can not see. I had the best view over here. So, bonus action, spare the dying. Main action, sacred flame.
Who are you sparing this time?
Ooh, now you have to choose which one you like more.
It's not a matter of which one I like more. I'm going to choose to spare Caden, because I'm more concerned about his imminent death, because he's guaranteed to be inside the thing.
Failed the sacred flame, so roll them hot damages.
It's gonna be really sad when Ku dies and Caden lives and Mata like, God, I should have saved fucking Ku. God damn it.
Alright, round 9,
counting
Nim.
On you, Nim.
Go, Nim, go.
Superhero Nim.
Seriously, healing word, will that stabilize? Does it work the same way as in Pathfinder?
Yeah.
It
brings you back up.
Any healing. Okay.
So... can only cast it once, so I will cast it on Ku. He does more damage than Caden.
Excuse me, what?
Also, one of them is stable and one of them isn't, so...
Also, yeah, exactly. But we're doing it as a first level, not a second level, because I only have one more.
I did need his laugh for him, because I know that's exactly what he was thinking.
And then I'm going to try to wrestle Caden away from the thing.
It's in his mouth now, so it's tough stuff. You can still try.
I can still try.
Not quite. Oh, actually, that is quite. That is quite. You barely pull him out of the jaws of defeat. All right, so Nim is definitely pulling the savior weight here. Ashenram, you're up.
Hello, it's me. I have a new plan. 15.
Is it 20. Run up next to it, refresh your Tides of Chaos, and then explode? Because I love that plan.
I do too. That's actually a pretty good plan, but no. She's just going to throw one of her 2 daggers at it. I forgot I had those.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay. It's lost in the muck forever.
It's okay.
Oh my gosh, that's so much damage.
I know, it did more than my fucking... That's why I was like, wait, I have weapons.
Hey, Ku, you're conscious.
Remind me to buy a fucking bow whenever we go back to town.
Explicit tag.
I mean, calm down. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and contemplate my life on the floor. And then while I'm doing that and I realize I'm drowning... I'm gonna go ahead and stand up and then slash. Ah!
Ooh, critical hits. All kinds of hits.
A 12 and a 5 for 17 damage.
Alright, it is... this thing still has a sliver of life left. It's its turn.
That makes one of us.
You have unceremoniously removed its lunch, but Ku is still slashing at it, so here come two more slam attacks. The first one is a 10 to hit.
That's a miss.
The second one is a 10 to hit.
I will not allow that one. It is also a miss.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was going to be the, like, at least I get to swallow Ku with the first tentacle, knock him out, the second one do automatic damage, and then the automatic in your mouth damage, and three death saves in one turn. But nope.
I choose
life. It's Caden's turn. You're unconscious, but stable. It's Mata's turn.
I snore.
All right, let's do some sacred flaming.
Are you going to steal the kill? With damage like that, you might. You did! Oh, that's cool. So you kill this horrible demon plant creature thing that wasn't anything but a plant, actually. It goes up in sacred fire, which causes all of the ghostly apparitions to shriek and cry out and themselves, like, go up in sacred flames, and then they vanish.
And then, poor babus.
Then there's a moment of calm. Everything starts to shake.